Because with Jones, we got 30 signed on. We've been to every home and away game this season. Yeah. I think there's only half a dozen that's really committed.
Yeah.
Players.
You said we've got rid of all our defence. Look at our position in the league. We've only scored 29 goals.
Yeah.
The defence, I think, has played pretty well.
Yeah.
Seeing they all came in, you know, brand new defence.
Yeah. I mean,
but we haven't scored the goals. If we had another 30 goals this season,
yeah,
well, we wouldn't be where we are now.
Yeah, if you'd have had 30 mixed up between two or three strikers, but
I know they're hard to come by.
Well, we had one.
They're hard to come by, but...
We had one, but for whatever reasons, that one went, and then the one that was brought in that we thought was going to score goals has ended up playing maybe 60 or 40, 50 games for us and only scored one goal. You know, so there has to be change.
Yeah.
And you've got to bring in fresh people with fresh ideas, and we need players that are on the up. Not players that are gambles that don't work out.
We took a team to Larkhall and five of those players played against Man United.
Mm.
Now those players were brought in to take this club back to the Championship. And but believe it or not, I actually loved every minute of that game. Yeah. But it was difficult to stand there and see my football club that I've worked hard for and certainly see the chairman and Norman put so much into it. When you can't motivate and get a group of players to play up against a non-league football. But then I looked at it and thought, do you know what? We was there one day. Mm-hmm. And what we have got to do is we got to get a personality back into that football club that are willing to fight.
Yeah,
get us back to where we want to be.
You know what, Darren? I said this to the chairman not so long ago. Is that I went with my granddad to watch you when you were at Melksham, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where we picked you up from.
Yeah,
and I'll never forget that, was going to there. Yeah.
What about the striker at Larkhall then, Gary, that signed all these, that signed all these goals, 35, Sebek is it or something, he scored 35 goals from this season? Is he a youngster or?
No, I mean, listen, I've not sort of gone into that one. We signed, the last striker we signed from a non-league club, not really worked. I think the ones that we've got to look for in the future is ones with a bit more pedigree, because we've found that some of the players that we've brought in, we've had to actually really strip the training back and actually go back to the basics that should be done in the academies, and so the coaching has really had to sort of...
But do we, if these players come on the radar, I read about, like I said, by this independent paper, because I like just reading about local football, mostly. See how Truro's got on, Finnegan and all the rest of it.
But it's a boy...
I read about these players that have scored 30, 40 goals. And like, do they ever come onto our radar or not?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, we give them away.
No, but...
Right? Keep them
on. Yeah, I mean, that's what Norman says. There's thousands of them that are out there, but for us, the scouting's got to be... First of all, we've got to look for the best of the best. Mm. And we've got to try and get ones that we... We can't have a team full of people from non-league.
Because that won't go.
Yeah. I come to this club and I come from Welling United, but my pedigree before that was I was a professional at Chelsea. Darren was at Norwich. So that team that was first generated was people that had, I would say, my youth team manager was Peter Nicholas, who was a great midfielder. But I had top class coaching, so did Darren. For whatever reason, it didn't work out. The ones that you do pick up from them clubs, but you've got to make sure, first of all, they're not just someone that's banging goals in, that can't run about, that can't do the job. We've come up against teams here, and the players that we... I mean, the other day it was Gallagher that when we come up against Preston. People that are on... They're on big money. So we've got to try and find the strikers, first of all, that have had experience in scoring goals.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have four gambles that have never played League One football before.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have an experienced one. You need to have one that's a stretch, that's got the pace. So we look at it and we go, so we do know about the local boys. There's a boy called Gould or something that's playing very well at a Western Supermare, I think, as well, that's been on the radar. There was, you know, I think Fozzie told us about the boy Rodriguez a few years ago. That was
at Mere. Who's the right one? Not at Mere.
Did he at Mere, isn't there, young lad?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all know enough about football to know that there's got to be a balance.
That's right.
Yeah. Hence, we're all a bit miffed why it was that Jamie McAllister was allowed to go this season.
Yeah, well, Norman was the same with that as well, yeah.
The club do listen to you. I was once the trainer at South Featherton. We were in the Pro Street League, halfway just finished playing my job in the Yeovil League. And I had Malcolm Gould. Mm. And I told the club, told them about Malcolm. They came and looked at him, and you know the rest.
Yeah, sure. Well, I remember the days when we were full of people from out the camp. Yeah. Bev Dixon, etc.
But do you know people like Craig Alcock, Chris Wheel, Chris Andy Giles, Lindegaard. Andy Lindegaard? But do you know why it was Tonkin? The reason why they came through is because we was at the conference at that stage. Mm-hmm. Where we are now, we're looking to compete on a national scale. Mm-hmm. Now, I get people come to me all the time and say, there's a good lad over at South Pedant or wherever it is, and they'll say, oh, you should see him. But then if you actually went down and saw him and saw up against what... You know, what we're competing with and the centre halves that we're competing with and that is totally different, and it is getting them right. But Norman loves a gamble, don't you, Norman?
A bit like.
Norman watches a lot of non league football and he knows a lot of players that are out there.
He actually watched Charlie Austin, didn't he? So he came back here and said he wasn't good enough.
I watched the Norman come up against short centre halves. It would be like Paddy Mann up against you two.
Last thing I've got to just say, we went and me and Gary Johnson went to watch, we were playing against, was it Brentford? It was Brentford versus Carlisle, and it was a cup game, and Paddy Madden was playing, and he didn't have a sniff all game. On the outskirts of Carlisle, we're sat there, and all of a sudden he's ran, and the name that was mentioned was, he's a bit like Adam Stansfield. Way that he runs about a football pitch. Didn't have a shot, but he had the work rate, the athleticism, and he had a hunger about him at that time. They're the ones that we've got to get. And whether they're playing locally or if they're playing at a top club that's just been released, we've got to get them people back into the football club.
That was my point, was that desire and work rate and personality that you showed that day. And I'm blessed now, the fact that I work for Southampton, I scout for Southampton. I get to see all these great youth players that are coming through. And they've all got that same trait, that personality and that desire to succeed and desire to win. And that's the ones you want to get, definitely, is the ones that are coming out of there.
And we also do get good ones, don't we? Like, look at Obika, what he's doing.
That's what I mean,
Look at Andy Williams, up for the Golden Boot.
Well, Tottenham said, funny enough, picked up Andy Williams because Bristol Rovers said the fans hated him.
Yeah.
And I first brought him in here, and he took a while. Kieran Agard signed, allegedly, from Twitter.
They were slagging him off Saturday.
No, that's what he
Bristol City fans.
But these players are out there, and that's the thing now, is that the rebuild's got to start. It has really got to start, and it's got to start now. And that's where the future does kick in along with that. But we've got to try and do everything we can to put a winning team out on that pitch again. And if it's League Two, then it's League Two. If something, and we have a miracle, and we go on this unbelievable run that we're all hoping that we can do, then it would start again.